Beyond Shakespeare is sponsored by the Malone Society, the permanent utility of original texts. Go to malonesociety.com for more information. This episode of Dr. Faustus, continuing on from the problematic episode we had last time, does have a moment of problematic language, and also a selection of countries, many of which are slightly odd in their spelling and pronunciation. That's a quirk of the particular version of the text that we're using, and I apologise, it was a terrible idea. I started it, and now I can't stop. The history of the damnable life and deserved death of Dr. John Faustus. Read by Robert Crichton. Chapter 23. How Faustus had a sight of paradise. After this, Dr. Faustus set forth again to visit the countries of Spain, Portugal, France, England, Scotland, Denmark, Sweden, Poland, Muscovy, India, Catea, Africa, Persia, and lastly into Barbaria among the Blackamoors, and in all his wandering he was desirous to visit the ancient monuments and mighty hills. Amongst the rest, beholding the high hill, called the Trenno Reef, was desirous to rest upon it. From thence he went into the Isle of Brittany, wherein he was greatly delighted to see the fair water and warm baths, the diverse sorts of metals, with many precious stones and diverse other commodities, the which Faustus brought thence with him. He was also at the Orcades, behind Scotland, where he saw the tree that bringeth forth fruit, that when it is ripe, openeth and falleth into the water, which engendereth a certain kind of fowl or bird. These lands are in number 23, but 10 of them are not habitable. The other 13 are inhabited. From hence he went to the hill Caucasus, which is the highest in all that tropic. It lieth near the borders of Scythia. Hereon Faustus stood and beheld many lands and kingdoms. Faustus, being on such an high hill, thought to look over all the world and beyond, for he went to see paradise. But he durst not commune with his spirit thereof. And being on the hill of Caucasus, he saw the whole land of India and Scythia, and as he looked towards the east, he saw a mighty clear strike of fire coming from heaven upon the earth, even as it had been one of the beams of the sun. He saw in the valley four mighty waters springing. One had his course towards India, the second towards Egypt, the third and fourth towards Armenia. When he saw these, he would needs know of his spirit what waters they were, and from whence they came. His spirit gave him gently an answer, saying, "It is paradise that lieth so far in the east, the garden that God himself hath planted with all manner of pleasure, and the fiery stream that thou seest is the walls or fence of the garden. But the clear light thou seest so far off, that is the angel that hath a custody thereof with a fiery sword. And although that thou thinkest thyself to be hard by, thou hast yet further hither from hence than thou hast ever been. The water that thou seest divided in four parts is the water that issueth out of the well in the middle of paradise. The first is called Ganges or Pison, the second Gihon, the third Tigris, and the fourth Euphrates. Also thou seest that he standeth under Libra and Aries, right toward the zenith. And upon this fiery wall standeth the angel Michael, with his flaming sword to keep the tree of life, the which he hath in charge. But, the spirit said to Faustus, neither thou nor I, nor any after us, yea, all men, whosoever, are denied to visit it, or to come any nearer than we be." You've been listening to The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Forsters, read by Robert Crichton. There is more from Forsters on our Patreon, where there are exclusive exploring sessions where we take a deep dive into the text, and early access to other chapters of the book. There's also extensive work available on the play adaptation by Christopher Marlowe and other hands. Links are available in the show description.